Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
What is up? Wait, let me use the different mic. What is up? This is WMEC FM College Park 90.5, where college radio is good radio. My name is Jersa. I'll be your host for this hour, and this is the music team show, where we talk about the stuff that we did in music team the previous this past week. And this music team theme, Valentine's Day obviously just passed a Saturday, so we decided to do a little love theme, talk about our favorite songs about love. And what I thought was pretty interesting about this time was I think people had very maybe different interpretations of love. Like, love isn't always this, like, super happy, is not always super happy, but can also be, you know, destructive, could be stuff like that. And I think we'll get into that in a few other songs later down. But for this first block, it's going to be pretty happy. Maybe not super happy. Some of them are really happy, but some of them are kind of yearnful. We'll get to that. The first song, I think, that perfectly encapsulates what love really is Bless the Telephone by Labi Saphir. This is a song that blew up on TikTok, but I think it's a really beautiful song that really demonstrates the beauty of love sometimes. Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole obviously being a legend in the music scene. Next we're going to talk about Vampire Empire by Adrian Lanker, obviously of Big Thief fame, but this is the version from her album Bright Future. And then next after that is going to be Once I Was by Tim Buckley, who is actually the father of Jeff Buckley. And it's really funny because this song is this kind of really sweet kind of song about love, but like Tim Buckley wasn't exactly the greatest person in real life, so it's really interesting how he can kind of, I don't know, manipulate like what he, like his lyricism, even though he doesn't maybe truly like live up to it, but he can kind of manipulate into song form. So this is Bless the Telephone, Unforgettable, Vampire Empire, and Once I Was.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too, I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Thank you.
that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
first time in a row. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow. You can't seem to hold me here, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, can't seem to keep control. You turn me inside out and then you want the outside in. You spin me all around and then you ask me not to spin. You say you want to be alone and then you want children. You want to be with me.
Once I was a soldier, and I fought on foreign sands for you. Once I was a hunter, and I brought home fresh meat for you. Once I was a lover, searched behind your eyes for you. Soon there'll be another to tell you I was just a lie. And sometimes I wonder just for
All right, that was the Telephone, Unforgettable, Vampire Empire, and Once I Was. So for the next few songs we're going to be playing, they're going to be a little, I think, more of like on the upbeat side. The first one we'll be playing, it was a pretty cool indie rock song called Ever Kiss by Acetone. Second song we'll be playing is by the Velvet Underground, very legendary 60s band, really popularized, did a lot of experimentation in rock, and they're just very, very influential. We're playing I Found a Reason, and the last song we're going to be playing is by New Order, which is basically what happened to Joy Division after their lead singer unfortunately passed. And we're going to be playing Bizarre Love Triangle, which is one of the most, I think, pretty cool synth pop songs of all time. Like, it's a really, the synth work in this song in particular, I think, is very, very well done. So, yeah, so this is Every Kiss, I Found a Reason, and Bizarre Love Triangle.
What? Thank you.
Alright, that was Ever Kissed by Acetone, I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground, and lastly, The Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. So, for the next few songs, next two songs, we're going to go in a very, very different sound. The first song we're playing is Primara by Old Cats Drama. They are this Ukrainian goth rock band. I didn't know Ukraine had a goth rock scene before this, and it was really cool. This song in particular, when translated from Ukrainian, is about like a yearning, it's a yearning type of love, but like one that's clearly not reciprocated, one that they said they will wait for years, for millennia, just to have, which I think is pretty cool. And the next song after that is going to be big shift and change of song. It's gonna be a longer song. It's gonna be called She Never Noticed Me by VM Menace. It is a death metal, melodic death metal song. It has some pretty cool soft acoustic parts and some really heavy like death metal stuff. What I think was cool about this pick was about how I mentioned before that I think people have different interpretations of like how love can not only be a positive but can also be a very much detriment and be very much a negative and even a creepy thing. This song in particular is about a guy who obsesses over this girl that's in her in his class, like to the point of like saying that like he's dreaming of these like really kind of creepy things. And I think it's really interesting how love maybe sometimes, maybe it goes past love and turns into more obsession, and how what some people might say is love is actually really creepy obsession maybe to others. And I thought this was a really cool track that kind of demonstrates how love can turn into obsession and turn into a negative for both parties involved. So yeah, this is Primara by Old Cats Drama, and She Never Noticed Me by Venomous.
Thank you.
All right, that was Primara, and She Never Noticed Me. All right, so for the last few songs we're going to play, we're going to go back to the softer side. I think these are a little more calmer than maybe, especially that last Vemina song was. The first is going to be an indie rock song called Leah by Seeing Double. The second is going to be a Spanish song by a band called Enjambre. We're going to be playing their pretty popular song, Impacto. This is one of my personal favorites. I think what Impacto does really cool is that, like, it doesn't describe, like, a perfect love. I think what Impacto does is it talks about a type of love that kind of hurts both sides. The chorus talks about how, like, please don't look at me that way. It's clearly showing how love sometimes can be tough, it can be complicated, it can be confusing for so many people. And I think that the song really does the job really well of describing that really, like, confusing and irrational feeling that love might be. And in a way, that's what makes love so beautiful and so human, is that it's not perfect, it's complicated. Lastly, so we might play two songs from this album, just in maybe if we have time. But the one we'll definitely be playing is Lovesick Part 4 by Neji Beast featuring Shingo O2. This is a near perfect song, honestly. The whole album, the Lovesick Hexology, is near perfect, I think. What's cool about Lovesick Part 4 is that it's basically the end of kind of a trilogy of songs, which is going to sound really funny because it's part four, but it kind of follows the story of part one and part two. Part one is about just like a general sort of really romantic kind of love, a deep kind of love. Part two is kind of written as a letter to a lost lover, so like maybe they had that love and they lost it for whatever reason. And part four is kind of about the reunion of that love. And it's just really beautifully, beautifully produced track by one of the greatest rap producers of all time. And if you were wondering what part three, the other parts are about, I'm not sure about grand finale, but I know part three is about his love for music and the love that he has for composing. Part five is about a big fan of Shingo too, who died shortly before the making of that track, as well as Nejibi's unfortunate passing, which happened a few weeks prior to the release of that song. So this is Leah, Impacto, and Lovesick Part 4.